dictation for Gary, G-A-R-Y, King, K-I-N-G. King. June 22nd, 46, address as a letter, Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, 466-5956. Dear Dr. Ernest, a follow-up for Mr. King with biopsy proving hypertensive nephrosclerosis on the background of diabetic changes. Last visit in February comes accompanied with wife. Recent admission to the hospital, treated for COPD exacerbation, some problems with swallowing, but the swallowing stress test apparently okay. Excuse me, swallowing test was apparently okay. Underlying COPD emphysema with terminal respiratory failure using oxygen present in up to 2.5 to 3 liters. Denies purulent material hemoptysis, denies chest pain palpitation, no vomiting, dysphagia, presently no dysphagia, normal bowel movement, no diarrhea, bleeding, no decrease in urination, no major edema or stable. Medication list review. I'm going to highlight the Lasix. A number of inhalers. Insulin, pain control, Norco. Next paragraph, present weight 144, is stable over time. Emphysema, but no localized valves, no pleural effusion, no pericardial wrap, no ascites tenderness, minimal edema. Next paragraph, chemistry is in April, creatinine 3.07. Representing a GFR of 20, stage 4, electrolyte, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, normal, anemia 9.3. We are going to increase RNS to 150 every 2 weeks. A normal white blood cell platelets, MCV 100. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4. If it's changing, it's very slowly over time, and there is no indication for dialysis. His respiratory symptom goes with emphysema and on oxygen 24 hours prior to smoker. This will not be resolved with dialysis. This is not volume overload. There is no uremic symptoms or pericarditis. There is normal potassium acid base. There is anemia that we are going to treat it as indicated above more aggressively as we are aiming for a hemoglobin in close to 11 because of his COPD. The biopsy proving hypertensive and diabetic changes. Blood pressure has been in the 120s over 70s, continue present regimen, come back in 4 months.